नारायण नमस्कृत नरं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततोदयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवद्भूतं श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It looks like they have visited us. Yes? New people here?
They are from State College.
From State College? Ah. Are you students? Are you Penn State University?
Yes.
Okay. I left Penn State University about a year ago. I was teaching. but not at your campus, I was at Hazelton. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome. Nice to see you here. So, this afternoon, we're continuing with the purposes laid down by Srila Prabhupada for the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. There were seven of them. On the screen you see, we'll talk today about the third purpose. I also started this afternoon by invoking mantras, which you normally invoke for reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So there will also be a Bhagavatam verse along with this. The third purpose of ISKCON is to bring the members of the society together with each other and also near to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Prime Entity. So to bring the members of the society of Krishna consciousness together, first associated with each other and also near to Krishna, the Prime Entity. In that way, we develop the idea within the members and humanity at large, after all, it's an international society for Krishna consciousness. Humanity at large, that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, within this, a couple of things. Bringing members of society together, good sadhu sangha, and also understanding that our happiness comes from relating to Krishna. So the nearer we get to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the happier we're going to be. Sometimes we are led to think that the material world has so much to give us, especially in the advanced countries, so much of electronics available, and they're getting more and more advanced by the year. The companies are competing and coming up with different types of electronic gadgets that make life even more versatile. And with that, we are told that we're going to be happy with it. Hopefully by the end of the lecture, you will not see it that way anymore. But, God, for now, they are convenient. You can never fight the fact it's convenient. But to make you happy, that's another story. Anyway, so, the society members should be together and near to Krishna and develop the idea within the members and hopefully the whole of the planet's population that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of God. Each soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. So we are a minute part of the whole. And that hopefully will come across. So first, the society members coming together. Well, when we come together, then we will relate to each other. We call it devotee association. So the text that we're going to be linking to devotee associations from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, Text 25. The chapter is called The Glories of Devotional Service. Hopefully everybody can read. Yes? Okay, good. Because the text is on here, you don't need to find it. Okay. So I'll just pull all of them up. Okay, so those are four lines. So please repeat. Satam Prasangan Mama Virya Sambhido.
Satam Prasangan Mama Virya Sambhido.
Bhavanti Vidkarna Rasayana Kata.
Bhavanti Vidkarna Rasayana Kata.
Tadyoshanad Ashapa Bhargavatmani. Sadarati Bhakti Anukrameshati. Alright, so now repeat. Satam,
Satam
of pure devotees.
Prasanga
through the association. Mama, my. Virya,
wonderful activities.
Shishi Radha Sharabihari ki.
Shambhidam,
by discussion of
Bhavanti,
become
Krit,
to the heart,
Karna,
to the ear,
Rasayana,
pleasing,
Kataha,
the stories,
Tat,
of that,
Joshana,
by cultivation. Ashu,
quickly.
Apavarga,
of liberation.
Vatmani,
on the
path.
Shraddha,
from faith.
Rati,
attraction.
Bhakti,
devotion.
Anukramishyati,
will follow in order. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. So please repeat. In the association of pure devotees,
discussion of the pastimes
and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying
to the ear and the heart.
By cultivating such knowledge,
one gradually becomes advanced
on the path of liberation.
And thereafter,
he is freed,
and his attraction becomes fixed.
Then real devotion
and devotional service
begin.
Prabhupada
by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I think we have that here, right? The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees. Because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. None of the bodies cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees, and by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path to liberation is open and he is free. One who has perpetrated the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for the association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with the devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord, and then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Okay, so the translation again. In the association of pure devotees, the discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Om Agina Tibirandasya Dhyana Gina Shalakaya Chakshyo Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Bande Ham Shri Guru Shri Vita Patakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sicha Shri Rupa Sarvijatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Samsajivam Sarvaitam Savadvitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lagita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sicha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namustite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabham Sute Devi Paramami Hari Pri Vanchakapat Rubhischa Kripasunye Devacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivachari Guru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tmyavani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatya Deshitarini Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gora Sushenaha Ananda Nidamaya Vigrahaya Imamya Divacha Vishudaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So in association of pure devotees, this is a translation, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is free and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. So, Srila Prabhupada has translated this particular text, Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 25, The Glories of Devotional Service, Text 25. And the third purpose, ISKCON, is also to bring devotees together and also nearer to Krishna. And the result of that being, hopefully, that the devotees themselves and humanity at large would understand that everyone is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, underneath that whole statement of everyone is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we know Krishna is all attractive. Therefore, understanding that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna is the Supreme Spirit, it means that we are also spirit souls. We are spirit souls, or sometimes say spirit, sometimes say souls, sometimes say both of them together, that are in this material world away from home. Away from home. Home is a spiritual world. And home is where we have our total joy without any anxiety. Right now, there are people in this particular planet that are trying to find ways to be happy. And the ways that they are adopting is how to gratify their senses. Because after all, the senses that we use in doing different things that we say make us happy. Now, when we gratify our senses, in one sense, Srila Prabhupada never has said that nobody enjoys the senses. He never said that. He just said that sense enjoyment is extremely weak and we don't get total happiness from it. Because this is a world that anxiety just dogs us every step of the way. In the spiritual world, there is no anxiety. And, you know, some of you are not the only ones that are here that are students. There are other students here too, in other campuses of Penn State right here. And you just finished your exams. Some of you, the youth are in high school. They just finished the exams. Am I right? You just finished the exams? Yes? Okay. All right. Now, so a couple of weeks back, you were preparing for the exams. And every time you prepare for exams, there's anxiety involved. You may understand the material, but the question always is, when the questions are asked in the exam, would I remember what I'm supposed to write? Would I write it without any careless mistakes? Because during the heat of the exam, you can't tell, right? Professors, usually this is the time they relax, because they've already set the questions. Now, weeks before the test comes, the professors are in anxiety. I've been in it for about 29 years. Doing this, you know, making sure that all the questions are also set without any mistakes. Because even when there's one mistake, the entire class is affected. And sometimes the students may notice it in the exam that there's a mistake, and sometimes they don't. And when they don't, it's even very bad, because then they really can't answer the question, because they can't tell there's a mistake in it. So now the pressure is on the professors to do it right. Now, we don't have perfect senses. We don't. So imagine the professor has to get it right, you know, he doesn't have perfect senses. So the pressure is not on students only. This is a different kind of pressure. Just like a person that is rich, they have pressure on them. What kind of pressure? Make sure nobody takes more money. Make sure I make the right investment, because if I give it to this person that I trust, maybe I may make profit, or maybe he'll run away with it, or maybe he'll make a mistake. And from that mistake, he will lose, and I will lose. And what about the pressure on the poor person?
Well, I can get some more money.
So it's a different type of pressure, but it's pressure. You're a student, you're hoping that when you graduate, that there will be good jobs available. Whether you're going to get employed, when you're going to get employed, when you're going to start paying your student loan back, all of these things are in the back of your mind. So this is a place, this area, this world is a place designed such that life has anxiety attached to it. Nobody escapes it. The wealthy person doesn't escape it. The poor person doesn't escape it. The middle class person is worried about which government will tax me more, which government will tax me less. So it's always there. So, if we are in anxiety, then really we are in a suffering condition. We don't think about it like that. We just tolerate, right? Because that's just the way life is. But actually, if we lived a life without any anxiety, wouldn't we be happier? Clearly. Especially if you have a situation where, say, you are in a place where nobody has to worry about money. Everything is provided. I mean, everything provided. Everyone has enough. Nobody gets sick. Nobody dies. Nobody goes to school. Right? Now, is there such a place? Well, let's go back to see what the quality of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is. Whenever we talk about God, all kinds of religions, if they believe in God, nobody will say anything bad about God. God is kind, He's loving, He's strong, He's very caring, and He created this planet, among other planets. So if He's all of these good qualities, and He created this planet, and we're living here, how come we're going through anxiety? So that God is not being nice to us? I thought these are all good qualities. So what happened to us? Well, the answer is in our shastras, in our scriptures. The fact of the matter is, we're not home. Not only are we not home, this planet is a house of correction. Put bluntly, we are in jail. That's the problem. This is the cosmic jail. This is God's jail. And in jail, well, life is not going to be so wonderful. No matter how much you do to try to get around things and make things a little bit more convenient, it's actually designed such that anxiety is there because it is the Lord's plan to have us get tired of this place, so we're going to want to go back to the spiritual world. And the place that I described, there's no school, there's no anxiety, there's this, that's the spiritual world. That is the spiritual world. And so, the question is, how do you get out of here to go to the spiritual world? How soon? Is there things that we need to do in order to get out? Well, the answer is yes, and it comes by not just hearing what the scriptures instruct us, but also what the spiritual master, the guru, instruct us, and also associating among ourselves to remind each other of what it is we need to do. In this particular yuga, which is Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel, the process for going back to Godhead has been made relatively easy compared to the other ages before now. The other ages were in the golden age called Satya Yuga. There is quite a bit of work that you have to do. The lifespan is actually much longer. It's 100,000 years. And 60,000 years of that you spend in meditation. You just imagine meditating for 60,000 years. The next age, which is the Silver Age, or it's called Treta Yuga, that is also lifespan of 10,000 years. 10,000 years. And it has its own. You have to do sacrifice. Hare Krishna. Sisha Alisana Bihari Ki. You have to do sacrifice, and I mean elaborate sacrifice, not just little things. And the other age, which is the Copper Age, which is also called the Dwapara Yuga, lifespan is 1,000 years. And that, the deities just got closed. A little reminder, in that age, we do deity worship. But also very elaborate deity worship. The poor people just can't do that because it takes a lot of money to really do a very, very elaborate deity worship. But this age, the Lord has come in sound form. It's just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra is important from the spiritual world. So in the spiritual world, they do chant the Hare Krishna mantra. There is bhajan, music, which is slow. There's kirtan, music, which is faster, with the chanting of the holy name. And in this world, we do our best to make it as wonderful as possible. But in the spiritual world, you cannot believe the kind of kirtan that they do over there. The kirtan is several levels more intense, sweeter, and longer than what we do. But we are practicing, and Krishna's mercy is showered on us when we chant the holy name. And so by devotee association especially, we can chant individually, which is called japa, chanting, calling the Lord's name on our beads. But when we congregate together, this is what the third purpose Srila Prabhupada is saying, by coming together and chanting the holy name, actually, during that time, we tend to forget all of our anxieties too. We sing, we dance, based on how we feel like. We can dance intensely, we can dance gracefully or softly, whatever. And chant the holy name, and you don't have to be a great musician to chant the holy name. You don't have to be the best singer. You can just sing your heart out. That's all. So the rules are very, very relaxed in this age. Lifespan is 100 years. So much so that those who are in the heavenly planets now, who live much longer and live a more opulent life, they also realize that the anxiety, it doesn't go away there too. There's anxiety there. Level Kandri Srimad Bhavatam, the Nava Yugendras, the nine Yugendras, sons of Maharaj Shabadev, it took trouble to describe what it is like in the heavenly planet. Well, yeah, there's more sense gratification that's there. But the problems don't stop. Some of the things that happens in Indra, of all people, Indra, of all, some of the things he's done, I don't want to go through here. My wife shaking says, no, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it here. But see, Indra is a wonderful person. I have a soft spot for him. I always say that. But it's just to let us know that it's not all wonderful and rosy. So we'll say one last time of Indra. This is your for this one. So Indra is fabulously wealthy by material standards. So he gets serenaded by women who dance for wonderful singing and dancing goes on for his pleasure. So one day this was going on, his spiritual master, the demigods, he means the hospital, walks into the arena when Indra was being extolled and, this whole pomp and gallery thing going on. And he was into it so much, he saw his spiritual master walking and decided not to do anything about honoring him. Because he was into it so much, praising me, talk about adoration and distinction, everything. So, Vyasapati watches the scene for a while and turns around and walks out. And as soon as he walked out, with his body language and everything, told Indra, you're in trouble. The spiritual master, he just disrespected the spiritual master. So Indra actually came to his senses and stopped the whole activity and announced to them, everyone there, that Vyasapati has come in and he didn't respect him and he has definitely offended his guru. So he now focused on trying to find the spiritual master and apologizing to him. Which is the right thing to do given the circumstances. He already done something pretty bad. So he went looking for Vyasapati. Vyasapati was so upset with Indra that first he made himself invisible. So Indra couldn't find him. That's the first point. Now, in his own good time, when he makes himself visible, he comes for Indra and he says, Indra, what you have done is absolutely horrible and you'll have to be chastised, punished for it. So you're going to go spend some time out of the heavenly planets to a medium planet like this and take the body of a pig. A male pig, to be specific. So Indra gets cursed and he going to be there forever, in the big body forever. So it was for a period of time. And so Indra had to leave the heavenly planet. Now he's the king of the heavens. So he takes the body of a pig, and well, life goes on. Now what's that for a pig? And pigs are very dirty. They eat any kinds of things. Even stew they eat. So it's very, very abominable life. So when he lived up for a while, he got a female pig. He got little piglets, children. So now he was a pig parent. Male parents, taking care of little pigs. So he really got into the act of being a parent. And the time came up that his sentence was over. So he can go back to the spiritual world. I mean, the heavenly planet. He'll be a king again. So Lord Brahma came down to remind him and to get him to go back. He tells Indra, your time is up now. You don't have to be in a big body again. Let's go. You go back to being in the kingdom of heaven. And Indra says, I'm not going. He's happy that he took right out of my mouth. He has settled into a piggy life. My wife is here. I have children. I have everything I can eat. As a matter of fact, I have so much to eat because I eat all kinds of food. I'm dirty, but he didn't see that. The life was okay for him. He has settled into a big life. The king of heaven with all the wealth there. Go back to be a king, to be the king. He says, I'm not going. And so he literally had to be threatened. And what happened was the butcher came. And the butcher started taking one family member out of the body, you know what I mean? The butcher, when you're a butcher, do. They give you pork chops and pork loins, all of those things you're going to make out of these bodies. And the butchering of the family members was done right in front of him. So when his wife was given the chance, or when it became his wife's turn to go, and he knew that after his wife was going to be him. So at that time, he got scared, and then he turned to Lord Brahma and says, I'm ready to go. And this is how, literally, Indra left and went back to the heavenly planet. So if we talk about, we'll go back to the things we just mentioned, life in the spiritual world. So if we say that we like it here, then we are saying basically that this life with anxiety in it, it's better relatively compared to other people who are poorer. The United States has so much they can give. And so we're living, we have our cars and our houses. And, you know, if that hasn't happened, it will happen soon. As soon as we graduate and get a good job, all of those can happen. You know, and we'll just lead this life like everybody's lived. And it's a successful American life. Therefore, we're going to be okay. Well, if we think like that, I'm sorry to have to tell you we're thinking like Indra. We really are thinking like Indra. It does not mean that we just jump up and leave, because you can't do like that. But we can follow the process that it takes to get out. Once we understand that this material world is not a place we're going to be totally happy ever, then that understanding, and the people who have that type of understanding, you relate to them. And that's the association we're talking about. We relate to them so that we remind each other, this is jail, this is jail, this is not our home, this is not our home. I prefer to call it jail because it really makes the point that this is actually jail. So there's not going to be a wonderful situation here ever. We try, but there's always something wrong. And I'll just give one example about that. If the technology keeps advancing, I hope you notice what happens. People are prone to mistakes. So the more advanced we make technology, the more grave the mistakes are going to be. When something goes wrong, it's going to be very consequential. 737 MAX, do I need to tell you? Boeing 737 MAX, that's the airplane. Where is it now? How many of them are grounded? How much money has been wasted? So really, because there are four defects of the human, one of them being the tendency to commit mistakes. There's cheating also, which we well know. Imperfect senses, that's also there. So there is no getting around making life completely successful and trouble-free in the material world. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Not even in the heavenly planets. They just have more sense characteristics, more wealth over there. And so we associate together with the aim of improving our lives, because we are all, you know, we've been here a long time, one lifetime after another. We've picked up a lot of bad habits, and those bad habits have to go so that when we are allowed back to the spiritual world, we get the mercy of the Lord by chanting the holy name, get back to the spiritual world, we will fit into the lifestyle of those who are there. So the whole thing about the Shastra, scripture, is to get rid or help us get rid of the bad habits or the lower nature that we have. That's one. And practice the higher nature of life. So when we associate together, we're associating to get rid of our lower nature, the bad habits, to enhance the good habits, that's on the material level, so that we live in the mode of goodness, and also chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is the mercy by the Lord being present in some form. So when we do that, then we can earn the mercy of the Lord to go back. Now, I never said anything about qualifying to go back. Qualifying is the long thing. Yeah, qualifying is you're just totally pure. That's going to be difficult because Maya tempts us and tempts us and tempts us. We get tempted quite a bit. But at least we understand this is not our home. We chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, in association, when we are together, we have to respect each other, and there's a number of things that we really ought to do so that our lives would be, well, all I'm doing now is this is all the same purport. So I'll continue with this. This is very important. How we relate to each other. In the different societies, we call them the different temples, right? We have leaders. This is society, it's called international societies. Obviously, there's some hierarchy, presidents and so on, leaders of different departments. So, although some of you are new here, you can relate to that, and hopefully, even in wherever you are now or going to be in the future. Leaders of departments have a lot of work on them, and a lot of pressure sometimes from them. When you make a mistake and you're not a leader, it's your mistake, just yours. When a leader makes a mistake, just like I talked about, if you make one mistake on a test, the entire class has that mistake. If you teach and you write something wrong on the board, the entire class has copied the wrong notes. Okay, so it's consequential. So if a leader makes one mistake, that mistake is multiplied by everybody that is actually hearing that leader. So it's quite serious. So there's a lot of pressure, and so a leader is a human. Sometimes we forget that. We just look at, you know, whatever they do wrong, criticize that and so on. So we need to respect our leaders for different departments, and the presidents for that matter. Work with them. What we do here is Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. So be cooperative with them. And whatever things that need to happen, keep them informed, because they don't have eyes all over the place. We are the ones that know what's going on. And so whatever it is that they need to know, we should keep them informed. And that things will go a little better. Rather than trying to micromanage and work around them, make our own decision, and next thing you know, some things have happened here and the leaders don't know about it. See, this can happen even at work. This is society here. Because once they find out, the leader gets upset. Why is it that things are going on? I don't know anything about it. This is going on, actually. I don't want to bring politics into this, but a lot of that's going on. People are making decisions at a high level in the United States. Sometimes the president doesn't even know. This is going on. Obviously, it brings problems. Now, in the holy life, here it says, when we want to ask the president something, or we have some ideas, not ask, but some ideas, good ideas, what we think, right? We want to tell the president about it. The best thing is to put that suggestion that we have in a question form. Even at work, when you have the immediate supervisor, it is a very, very good technique. Because you see, if you try to dictate what should be done, because you've got your what you call a good idea, and you tell them, usually the person that's the leader has a bigger picture of what's going on. Especially when you are dealing with somebody that's a vice president, there's a president over them, maybe a CEO or something, or an international CEO of your company, and for that matter, this society is also an international society. So we have presidents and above those, regional secretaries, above those, governing body commissioners, and so on, and the international GBC governing body commissioner. So information trickles down from the high level to the president. So when you have a suggestion, without that information is known by the board or your company down to your immediate supervisor. So if you go and say to him, I think it should be this, 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 and the supervisor knows that there's a bigger picture and you really don't know because you are bringing your suggestions in without much information, basically, let's put it that way, without much information, then your suggestion is more of a problem than help. Now, if the president is nice, they may sit down and explain things to you, or sometimes the person being human will walk away and not be happy with you because of what you suggested. Now, it's because we just talk as if you knew what you were talking about. But if you don't do that and ask the question, do you think we can do this and such and such? Your suggestion is in there, it's a question. Do you think we can do such and such and such? Then you ask your supervisor the question. So now he can answer it, he or she can answer it as to yes, it's a good idea, or no, and here's why. Then tell you the bigger picture. So you just ask the question. And if you ask the question, you didn't type your supervisor, or you didn't type it. You just put it out. Now, much of it is like I already talked about. The reason is the president has a bigger picture coming usually from the GBCs. So then they know a little more. He's also in the middle of an ISKCON hierarchy, means there are people below him, there are people higher than him, and he or she gets information from them also. So basically, if you go with the question form, then you're better off, because the person then who's the president can explain things to you, rather than going to say, I know better, and so on. Now, it's not always that your suggestion, even if you put it in the question form, is going to be taken right away, even if it's agreed upon. But sometimes, okay, well, my idea is good, the president has agreed, therefore, why is it not implemented? But there's other things that go on. So patience is very, very important in this case. Sometimes it may be taken, sometimes it may not be taken, sometimes it will be taken, but it will be done later, because other things that are pressing are up. So we need to be patient. Now, we shouldn't try to micromanage, thinking that I had a suggestion and the president really is not doing my job, I'm going to take things into my own hands and do. Then you become yourself a little president, taking things into your own. Not acceptable anywhere, outside the lines, trying to do things on your own. Stay away from it. Even when you're asking questions, like the example with Brown, don't ask it in a challenging mood. The mood has to be, in a humble way. Ask like that. Honesty, well, can't stress it enough. Honesty is very, very, very important. Sometimes people do pretension and pretending to someone they really are not, or putting an image that you're wonderful when in fact there's something false there. You cannot cheat the Lord. You can cheat some of the people some of the time. You can never cheat, as the saying is, you can cheat all the people some of the time, you can cheat some of the people all of the time, but you cannot cheat all the people all the time. Well, that's the material way of saying. And you can never cheat Krishna, period. He's in your heart, so he knows exactly what's going on. And so the honesty is always the best policy, the best situation. And you should not pretend, because especially in a spiritual society, if you pretend, some people will definitely get to know, because the Lord doesn't allow this to go on too long. So you'll find out. Now, we have to be punctual. Here, activities that are done, there are spiritual credits for them. So then if you go through the whole thing from the beginning to the end, you get more spiritual credits than when you come later. Now, when you come later, you have come, there's definitely benefit in that. There's no question about that. But you can just get more benefit if you come sooner. Teach you how to be high key. Okay, got 5 minutes. So now, also, we have one of the four defects is making mistakes. When a person makes a mistake, there is no need for them to beat themselves down. Making mistakes does not mean you're a failure. Never think you're a failure because this is not the last mistake you're going to make. You will make mistakes until you leave your body. That thing just goes on and on and on. It's part of life. And when a mistake is quite obvious, everyone can tell it's necessary to apologize. Even one-on-one is still a good idea to apologize. When you apologize, it doesn't make you smaller. It doesn't. It just actually usually ends whatever thing that somebody is thinking bad about you. Why did you do that? But if you apologize, all right, we realize their mistake and we just go on. Now, as I just mentioned, we need to apologize because apologizing doesn't lower a person's dignity. If one doesn't apologize, then they have a humility issue. So, the need to learn from the good things that people do. When we associate, we can learn two things, not just the good things. The good things that people do, if you emulate that, obviously is to your advantage. The bad things that people do is also a reminder to stay away from those things. So this is all part of the important things that we do, the little things that improves us as people. Now, when somebody has made a mistake, we may learn from the mistake, but you see the ones in capital letters? Don't gossip about this. This person, this person. It gets worse sometimes in the association. I'll tell you one story. You did not agree. So we went to the morning program, early morning program, Mangalati, and then after that devotees are chanting in the temple. And one Mataji brought up this in a workshop, saying, if we think so negatively about other people and gossip to other people too, sometimes when we're chanting, those thoughts come to our mind. Especially when somebody's offended us. And we're upset about it, we're chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, I'm that guy. I'm going to get him. Hare Krishna, 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 there'll be a way to get him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. What kind of chanting is this? Yeah? No. Never do that. It will affect us to your devil. Your devil becomes weak, because when we do things in the mode of goodness, we do things right, thinking well of others, it actually improves our chanting. And the chanting, one of the ways, also helps us to be better people. So it goes back and forth, back and forth. As soon as you let the negative thing inside it, then your own chanting becomes very weak. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm going to get you. Next thing you know, at the end of the round, you even know how you got there. But you weren't paying attention anyway. You just, the feedback tells you I'm at the end, and you're going to say, Jai Shri Krishna. But you already been offending the other person anyway. So what good is that? What good is that? Okay, so anyway, we'll stop here. This is part of the Bodhi Association. Very important that we associate, but in the mode of goodness, and cut off all of this. So some of the things we do. Shri Prabhupada Ki, are there any questions or comments? And this is, by the way, Krishna Kirti, he's the president of Delaware Temple. That's nice. Yeah. One of these days I will come over. I know I promised you, but I'm
anyway. Hare Krishna. Now, one clarification needed.
Hmm.
Actually, two. One is if you can share also, because I see so many new people are there.
Mm-hmm.
One nice point you mentioned that what are the norms in this world, you know, in spiritual world? There are no death, there are no anxiety, there are no so many, you know.
Yeah, so many things that we face here is negative, is not
it? There are no job, report their boss. also, then what is there and what are the positive things are there that
are oh, okay, alright. Now, if all the negative things are not there, then there's positivity and positivity and positivity and positivity. First of all, just the mood alone. It is explained in the spiritual world, to be explained that in the spiritual world, people are so happy, all the entities are so happy, that even the walking is dancing. And the talking is singing. So obviously that's extreme happiness. For persons, you know, you can see when a child is very happy, what do? They skip along, they don't usually walk much. It was just, yeah, those kind of things. Now also, there are what's called the kalpa viksha or desire trees. And so when a person desires, now I'll just give examples as your Prabhupada actually gave. So since we're talking about trees, and you know trees yield fruits, here an apple tree will give you an apple fruit, a pear tree will give you a pear fruit, and so on. The kalpa viksha trees, if you want an apple, you will get an apple. If you want a pear, the same tree will give you a pear. If you want a mango, the same tree will give you a mango. So it cuts you having to walk around and find different trees for different fruits. Just that much convenience that's there. The ground in Goloka Vrindavan, the highest planet, that was reading in Ganga Samhita, is made of gold and rubies. So it's a combination of red and oil. Gold and yellow. Combination like that. And by the way, sometimes in the Rasa dance, here on this earth, in India, because we don't have the kind of eyes to see at the spiritual level, but sometimes when Krishna is going to do the Rasa dance with the gopis, sometimes he'll manifest the whole city, like the way it was in Dwarka, right in the forest. Sometimes he will let things be the way the gopis are decorated, but other times he's even the ground, and that was only yesterday I was reading this, ground from the spiritual world, the way it is gold, he would manifest it in the forest. So the gopis prepare, but they also know that Krishna can change things at any time to make it even more enjoyable. Now the reason we brought this up is that in the spiritual world, when activities involving singing and dancing in the kirtan and the Hare Krishna mantra, the same Hare Krishna mantra, is being sung, sometimes Krishna is there, sometimes he's not there. And especially when he's not there, it makes you more interesting. Because when he comes, then he takes the whole singing to a different level, the whole dancing to a different level. And a few of things that Swijaya Master explained to me, that the kirtan is tumultuous, and it's the women that play the mudanga a lot, not even the men, the gopis. And the way Bhaktivinoda Maharaj described it, sometimes the men are playing and the women just simply just snatch the mudangas from them. But all this is in play, you know. Nobody gets upset with it. And sometimes they swing from the trees and play at the same time. Now, their bodies are not gravitational like ours are. I don't think they're going to fall down. There's no falling down. Not souls are not like that. Okay. So there's so much activity there. And after that, okay, we'll pull in another story, another one too, that like Bhaktivinoda Maharaj explained to me. Actually, he even wrote about it. That in the middle of a kirtan, Krishna was there initially, then he disappeared. Nobody knew where he had gone to. Next thing he heard, a loud, very, very, very loud roar came from one direction. The devotees, all entities, they turned around and looked. That was Krishna in a Shingari form. Half man, half lion form. All of a sudden appeared and he was coming and everybody just got scared and started running. It was mayhem, right? Started running for, but I thought they knew that was Krishna. They ran a little bit, turned around and started laughing. Because there was just, so there's, the point is, you never know what you'll do from one point to another. And that's what makes it very, 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 very interesting. Now, so anyway, any other questions? Yeah, I just.
Thank you, Guruji, wonderful. Last time, correlating the third purpose with the.
Oh, devotee association, Krishna's mercy.
So, you talked about the association. How can we ensure that we're in the right association? Because we might become satisfied like Indra.
The big body. You might become
comfort zone,
like, so how
to ensure
getting
the right association?
The setup, hope you everybody heard, right? So see, the way the body life is set up, we'll use the American term of checks and balances. We have guru, we have sadhana, and we also have shastra. So when guru's instruction is consistent with what the Shastra says, when Guru's own behavior is consistent with what the devotee is supposed to be about, and when the sadhus, especially those who've been around longer and have picked up from experience, positive things and negative things, are telling you the right things to do and they are living by it also, then we can be sure that what we're doing is, or are things that we're doing in the right consciousness, in the right activity. So we take instructions from both guru and sadhus, and we also read the scripture and discuss among ourselves. In fact, the Bhagavatam text was about that, an association of pure devotees, discussion of pastimes, very pleasing and satisfying. But we also learn from it, the lessons from it, okay, all of that. So guru, sadhu, and shastra, if they are consistent and we follow that, we won't go wrong. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Okay. So we'll stop here. Thank you. Riksha. Gantraj. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nityananda Gaura Premanande.